My name is Jeff Katch. I have the distinct honor of serving as CEO for the organization. And I want to say that this 75-year-old global nonprofit is truly one of a kind. And it fills a really critical need in the future of food and agriculture here in Pennsylvania and for around the world. You know, we're the only independent organization that's 100% devoted to the science and education of organic agriculture. And we're at a really critical moment. Because I really want to applaud the visionary leadership of Governor Shapiro, and I want to thank him for his commitment to advancing organic agriculture right here in Pennsylvania. We believe that Pennsylvania is well on our way to becoming the global epicenter for the organic movement for the world. And there has never been such a critical need for farmer and workforce training and programs as there is today. And together, we're growing the future farmers of America right here at Rodale. Programs such as Rodale Institute's Veteran Farmer Training Program and our RIFT program are key models that demonstrate what is possible when we invest in the future of farming. Each year, these programs provide an immersive learning experience out in the field and in sound business practices. The program is also a great resource for our veterans looking to reintegrate into the private sector and provides an outlet to enhance their well-being. Justin Barkley, where are you, Justin? Let's give Justin a round of applause. Justin is one of the many amazing people that work here at Rodale Institute, but he is also an Army veteran who served in Afghanistan and is the true innovator behind our Veteran Farmer Training Program. I'd like to thank Justin and the entire education team for their hard work and commitment to training our students and setting them well on their way to success in organic agriculture. And now I'd like to introduce to you a very special student, and not only a student, but he's also a teacher. Ramon is one of the amazing veterans that we are proud to have in our program. Ramon Madrid served in the Army for 11 years in a variety of roles, including artilleryman and communications specialist. Upon leaving the service, Ramon credits agriculture with saving his life. He used organic agriculture as a way to treat PTSD, depression, insomnia, and anxiety. Ramon was a student in the Veteran Farmer Program last year and is now in his second year assisting our master trainer, Dan Kemper, in teaching this year's cohort. He's been a tremendous role model for our new cohort as they begin their organic agricultural careers. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming Ramon Madrid.
Thank you, Jeff. And thank you, Governor Shapiro and Secretary Redding, for having me here to speak today. My path to Rodale Institute has been one with ups and downs, twists and turns. I joined the military right out of high school. I deployed to Iraq twice, and I served in post-Hurricane Katrina recovery operations. Those were some of the proudest moments of my life. But as I transitioned out of the military, I found it hard to adjust back to civilian life. I tried different jobs, but nothing felt meaningful. I found myself spiraling into this hole of depression, PTSD, and anxiety. On top of that, I had just become a new father. That's when it became clear to me that if I was going to change my life, I'd have to change the things around me. I had to dig really deep and ask, what can I do to create a better life for my new family and also leave my mark? That's when I discovered the Rodale Institute's Veteran Farmer Training Program. When I was selected for the 2022 cohort, I had no prior education or experience. I told Dan and Justin, look, I don't know much, but I have these two hands and I'm ready to put in work. My first year here was like the basic training of farming. I went from not knowing how to turn on a tractor to learning from brilliant minds about the technological advances and how that mixes with the ancient skill of growing food. And not to mention, the most important ingredient was all the amazing people I met along the way. But it hasn't been easy. I've had to leave my family not once, but twice for these two seasons. But I know if we're going to make the world a better place for our children's children, I'm willing to make the sacrifice. Rodale Institute gives me an opportunity to serve my country in a regenerative way. Some people call it grounding. Some people say it's getting back to your roots. I'm choosing to call it agrotherapy. Just by you being here, I'm sure you understand how important food security is for our country. So if I could just put my sergeant hat on for a second and just say, ladies and gentlemen, we have a mission. That mission is to protect our food supply for our nation and then pass that skill on to the people that come behind us for the next generation. This mission won't be easy. We will put in blood, sweat, and tears. But if we do this, we will be remembered as those who fought for a better future. So I ask you, will you serve with us? Thank you.
Thank you, Ramon. I'm not sure if you're aware, but Pennsylvania is one of the leaders in organic agriculture in the United States. And we are so proud to have the opportunity to work alongside of the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture under the amazing leadership of Secretary Russell Redding to make an impact on the landscape of organic agriculture for the nation. I'd like to thank Secretary Redding and the entire team at the PDA for being here with us today and for their continued partnership and support. They're some of the finest human beings we have the pleasure to work with, and Secretary Redding is a true gentleman. Please welcome Secretary Redding to the floor.
Jeff, thanks for the kind introduction, but let me ask you please to say thank you to the PDA team, right, who makes that possible. Just stand up, please, the PDA team, Deputy Secretary Cheryl Cook. Yeah. So it's what I love about this day is just how inspiring it is, right? You listen to Ramon and you understand that this thing we call agriculture has the power to both heal us, it has power to feed us, to inspire us in so many ways, but also it is the power of food to change lives. And we see that through the work of Ramon, we see it through the work of each of you, and to the farm community who are here, thank you for that. The vision of J.I. Rodale, right? 75 years ago, this pioneer of thinking about the world differently, planting these seeds and the roots that we speak of today date back a long ways. But it's because of folks who had a vision for food and the power of that food for both soil and soil health, our personal health and water and all the good things that we joined today to celebrate and we all admire throughout the week and year is born out of agriculture. So thank you for that. Every time that I'm at Rodale, I'm also amazed at what's here and who is here. Right? We see the crops and livestock and we enjoy that. That's the obvious. Maybe not always obvious are the individuals and the knowledge that is here, the partnerships that are formed and represented around us today to make this field day possible. So thank you to Jeff and the Rodale team for all that you do. We appreciate that very much. We have been a proud partner over the years, and I want to shout out to Deputy Secretary Cheryl Cook, who's been sort of the PDA inspiration around organic and organic ag and helping us see what is possible, and having that sort of technical knowledge inside the department has been absolutely critical. I'll spare you the list of where and how all that happens, but two points to say. One, we have legitimacy in organic by way of Rodale. It is here. It is rooted here, right? It is something that this world looks at and likes, and they appreciate what is being done. And two, is that we have more young farmers under the age of 35 than any other state in the nation. Hey, think about it. All of that is good. So just a couple of final points. One, particularly proud that when we talk about Rodale and connecting it to our policies, but also the practices on the field, is to know that that takes time. It takes a lot of education and work and transition as the program requires. Having that technical expertise has been critical. So having Rodale and the partnership that we formed on the organic consulting services has been amazing. I think it's the transformative piece of bringing a lot of these conversations home. I just want to say thank you to Sam and the team here for that work. We have 200 farms, roughly, who are in that stage of transition. When they're all done, you'll have 10,000 more acres converted to organic than when we started. And that is an amazing the survey, organic survey that was done by the USDA, talks about our success in third nationally in the value of sales and fourth in the number of certified farms. And you can make a case for stopping there. But that's not what Governor Shapiro is about. Not going to happen. One thing I've learned early on is, listen, we're in this game to compete. We're in this game to win. And part of that is what we do inside of agriculture and organic agriculture. So I want to say thank you to the governor for being here, his vision. It is organic in the sense that he believes very sincerely that agriculture is part of the very, very fabric of not just the state in its lands and people, but also its future. So to work with him, to share that vision, to see it come to life in this budget, to see it come to life in a center of organic excellence that brings all of these things that we've talked about together, that is what he is about, and that's what our future is about. So Governor, welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you all. I got some things I want to share with you, but first and foremost, let me just say how proud I am to serve every single day with Secretary Russell Redding, the great agriculture secretary here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I know you've known him for many years. I'm blessed that I was able to convince him not to retire and to stay on and do another stint as our ag secretary, and he's doing a great job. So please put your hands together again for our great secretary. I want to say thank you to Jeff for welcoming me here today and for your vision, your leadership, and for your ability to pick up on the other Jeff's work over many years. What you do here is really, really impressive, and I'm proud to be here with you. Thank you very, very much. And let me say to Ramon, man, your story is just really inspiring. First and foremost, thank you for your service to our nation. Thank you for the courage that you demonstrated in speaking openly about your challenges and your struggles and the way in which you've overcome that with your agrotherapy. I like how you said that. Hell, I feel like I'm getting a little agrotherapy here, not having to be in the office and being out here. But Ramon, I'm really inspired by you. I'm inspired by the other veterans that are doing this work, and we're indebted to you. A nation is indebted to you, and we're thankful to you for your service. Appreciate you very much.
Thank you.
Let me say, ag is one of those issues that brings people together. It is my view that we got to have a government that learns how to work together again, no matter what party you're from, whether you're from rural communities, urban, suburban communities. And I like to find issues that bring people together and unite them. And I think ag is one of those issues. And to that end, I'm really pleased to welcome Representative Jamie Barton from this legislative district. We may not share the same party, but we share the same commitment to agriculture, and I think that's something we need more of in our politics today. Rep, thanks for being with us. Appreciate you, man. I wanted to come here today to Rodale to both get a better appreciation for our history and then also give a little more thought to how we could be innovative here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, building on the progress that Rodale has made over so many years. What began in the 1940s as a family farm with really a commitment to finding new ways to grow healthy produce has grown into a premier research institution, which I believe holds the key to the future of farming in this Commonwealth and across this country. Rodale is known not just here in this Commonwealth, but all across the nation as a hub for organic excellence and organic development, understanding both how to work the soil, and also the business and the technology behind the work that's going on. You can literally trace the beginnings of organic agriculture in this country to the foundation that the Rodale family built here in Emmaus, here at this farm in Emmaus and all across Pennsylvania. I'm proud to be here with you today. I'm proud to have your label on this hat that I'm wearing. You know, the Rodale family legacy is just one example of the many family farms across Pennsylvania that have pushed for agricultural innovation in our Commonwealth. And I think today's Field Day, which brings thousands together, showcases the amazing work that the Rodale Institute continues to do for our agriculture community, and I think also shows us a pathway for future success. This place is a hub of vital resources for our farmers. You can see it all around us today, how Rodale is connecting the ag community with partners like Del Valle University, St. Luke's Hospital, and the Pennsylvania Veterans Farming Network. Those connections, those partnerships, the public and private sector coming together helps our farmers here in the Commonwealth build on our Commonwealth's legacy of innovation and helps us prepare for the next generation of farmers to be successful. As the Secretary mentioned, we got a whole lot of young farmers in the Commonwealth, and we want to make sure they have the tools to be successful going forward. I had the opportunity earlier today to visit with some of Pennsylvania's veterans who are gaining the crucial skills they need in organic farming. Rodale has done a great job of connecting the dots with our veterans, with industry leaders and others to give them the hands-on training they need in beekeeping and greenhouse production, tractor safety, marketing, and so much more, equipping them with the tools they need to become successful entrepreneurs, successful farmers. And with the Commonwealth facing a serious workforce shortage in so many different areas, in nearly every industry, including in agriculture, we believe this work, these partnerships, are more important than ever before. Here at Rodale, they're not only celebrating their history, they're building the future of agriculture and adding to a workforce that already represents one in every 10 jobs across our Commonwealth. Now, I'm going to share with you a little bit about my vision for agriculture and the way in which I think Rodale fits into that, how organic farming fits into that. I believe, very simply, if we want to grow our economy here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, we must invest in farms, we must invest in ag, and I believe organic farming is key to that growth. That's right. I think for too long, over too many years, ag was actually always left out of the economic development conversation. The economic development conversation might have centered around infrastructure, very important. Life sciences, very important. Robotics, things like that, all critically important. But ag needs to be in the same sentence with those other technologies, those other industries, those other sectors. When I think about a healthy economy for the future in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, one that's going to create generational wealth, one that is going to create jobs, one that is going to break down barriers and create opportunity for more people, I think of agriculture. And I think we need to make sure we have those conversations. I want you to know that attitude about the intersection of economic development and agriculture, that attitude is now infused in everything we do in the Shapiro administration. That attitude changed 6 months ago when I took office. And I want you to know that I express this point of view, not just when I'm here on farms or at the Rodale Institute. I talk about this when I'm at our universities. I talk about this when I'm engaging with tech leaders. I talk about this wherever I go. I want them to understand what I understand, and that is the power of agriculture to grow our economy, to make sure that we can open up new markets for Pennsylvania farmers, to make sure that we put real capital behind research and technologies that will make us a national leader beyond where we already are in the ag sector. This is not just something that's going to require more resources, which we're committing, but this is going to require all of us to have a different mindset when we think about the future of the economy and the future of ag here in Pennsylvania. I believe we have enormous potential to grow in agriculture, and I believe that growth starts with organic farming. That is what I believe. And I don't think you have to be a rocket scientist to figure that out. Let's consider some of the facts. Demand, and nothing against rocket scientists, I'm not one, but look, demand for organic products is rising. And we have the opportunity to build on where we already start to be the national leader on this. Now, we have to make sure that organic products are more readily available to all Pennsylvanians, not just some. We need to make sure that we're sensitive to pricing, and we need to make sure that folks understand this is not a niche market, this is the market, and we have to drive that message home. But think about the foundation that we're starting from. We are third, Pennsylvania is, in organic sales, with more than $1 billion in organic sales a year. But as the secretary alluded to, I am competitive as hell. So while third is nice, I am not a participation trophy guy. I'm a trophy for a winner guy. And so I want us to be number one, not number three, when it comes to organic sales in this country. How do we do that? We've got to build on where we're starting. In 2021, we had more than 1,100 certified organic farms in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. A really good foundation to build on. The research developing in education zones like Rodale, I believe, can take us further, can increase that number from 1,100. But I think it's going to require all of us to come together and support this innovation with smart, strategic investments, with building on private sector success, companies like Bell and Evans and others, married up with more government resources to be able to do more. That is what our Commonwealth has tried to do in the past and what we're going to do more of in the future. With the Rodale Institute, we have invested $5.3 million by my predecessor and his predecessor in grants that fund research and job training initiatives. That's important, but we need to do more. You can clap, that's okay. Yeah. I want you to know that my administration is continuing these investments, and we are committed to building on them. We want, importantly, to create new markets for Pennsylvania farmers centered around agriculture. We want a Pennsylvania certified organic farm. We want that label, that stamp of approval, to mean something to consumers when they go buy this product. And we want them to know our story of Pennsylvania organic farming, not only if they're residents of this Commonwealth, but if they're residents in this nation. We want Pennsylvania certified organic to mean something special to everyone. I want our farmers to know that they can collect a premium on being a certified organic Pennsylvania farm. Our vision is quite clear, and we're willing to dedicate the resources to do this. The highest standards of excellence, building on the great work Rodale has done. The absolute best quality product being put out into market. Understanding that we need to have price points that both help farmers do better and help every consumer know they have an opportunity to purchase these goods. Creating strategic partnerships, building on the success of places like Rodale, and bringing in new strategic partnerships, like, for example, at Penn State University. Making sure we quite literally have a label of excellence that when people see, they know it is the best of the best. That is what I want to accomplish during my time as your governor here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Let this be a call to everyone that we are not only open for business, that our farmers are not only going to be respected, that consumers are not only going to get a great product, that we are going to be the market leader in this nation when it comes to organics right here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And I want you to know, in addition to not being a participation trophy guy, I'm not just a words guy, I'm an action guy, I'm a deliverables guy. And so let me talk a little bit about some of the deliverables we've had during just my first 6 months in office. Very soon, I'm going to be signing our state budget into law. It's passed in the House, it's passed in the Senate. The Senate actually has to come back from their summer vacation to send it to me, but I'll sign it. There's no dispute over what's in it. And I want you to know one of the important things that is in this budget. Funding for, finally, a new organic center of excellence right here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Passed on a bipartisan basis and ready to go to work here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania to build on our long tradition of organic excellence and take us even further. That's just one of the important investments in ag that's contained in that past budget, and we are ready to put those dollars to work, to deliver more grants to places like Rodale, to be able to make sure that our farmers have the help that they need, to be there for them when they have challenges like the high path avian influenza, and also be there to help them set a vision for their family farm's future and all of our futures in making sure organic is at the center of every conversation. I couldn't be more proud to be the 48th governor of this great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I am bullish on our future, and the future of this great Commonwealth runs right through the farmlands of Pennsylvania. Thank you for having me here today. I look forward to our continued partnership. Thank you all very, very much. Thank you.
Well, on behalf of Rodale Institute, I'd like to thank Governor Shapiro and Secretary Redding and their teams for making time to be here today. Thank you for investing in farmers and for supporting regenerative organic agriculture, because the future is organic. And thank you to our audience for joining us at the main campus today for our annual field day. I hope you're having an amazing time so far. You're going to enjoy some lunch. The wagons will be firing up again soon, and they'll be around to take you to all the demonstration throughout the afternoon. And finally, I'd like to invite the members of the media and press up for photos in a few moments, and myself and my colleagues will be available to answer any questions. Thank you, everyone.